Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a major opinion just issued by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Sits down in Virginia. The Circuit Court of Appeals, just so you know, in the federal system, there are two court systems in the country, federal and state. Actually, there are three. And on reservations, the tribes have their own court system. But on the federal court system, there are federal judges who sit as district judges. They hear cases. And then if they get appealed, somebody appeals their decision, they go to the Circuit Court of Appeals. And the only remedy beyond the circuit court, if you don't like what happened, is go to the U.S. Supreme Court, sits in Washington, D.C. with nine justices. But frequently, the circuit courts of appeals are the ballgame because the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't take many cases. When I got out of law school, I clerked on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals for Judge Thomas Fairchild, the chief judge, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history, learned a lot. He was my mentor in law. And they're numbered, these circuits, because they each take jurisdiction of different states. The Seventh Circuit that I clerked in is Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana. The Fourth Circuit in Virginia is Virginia and then some adjacent states. It's considered a very conservative circuit, which makes this ruling remarkable. And this ruling was in the Madison Cawthorn case that people had sued Madison Cawthorn, who just lost his primary, as you know, for re-election, seeking to bar him from the ballot because he'd participated in the insurrection. And there is language in the law, in the 14th Amendment, and in statutes, that if you participate in insurrection, you can't run for office. The district judge in the Madison Cawthorn case, in other words, the lower judge, had rejected the claim that Madison Cawthorn shouldn't run. And basically, one of the things he said was that that meaning of the word insurrection doesn't apply now, and what Cawthorn did wasn't really an insurrection. Madison Cawthorn lost his primary, so he argued in the Fourth Circuit, because the people who lost that appealed to the Fourth Circuit. Madison Cawthorn's lawyer argued that, hey, I've been beaten, so this is moot. Just dismiss it. The Fourth Circuit said, no, we're not going to dismiss it, even though you lost the election, because you may want to run again. And then Madison Cawthorn said, wait a minute, there's a statute in 1872 called the Amnesty Law that gave amnesty to people who participated in the Civil War, in other words, the Confederates. So that if you were a Confederate soldier in 1872, you'd fought 7 years before for the Confederacy, are you going to be treated like a second-class citizen the rest of your life? Are you part of the United States? And the 1872 amnesty law said, basically, you have amnesty from here on in. And one of the questions was, how does that play off of or interact with the 14th Amendment, which had already been passed, which said that you couldn't run for office? The Fourth Circuit ruled that insurrectionists, even today, can be barred from running for office in the future. They overturned the trial court, the district court ruling in the Madison Cawthorn case that said that wasn't the case. Then they said it didn't matter that Madison Cawthorn lost because he might run again. Then they returned the case to the district court to say, you decide whether what Madison Cawthorn did was an insurrection. We're not going to decide that. But if you decide it was an insurrection, we don't want to hear you apply the 1872 amnesty law because that was only retroactive. It gave amnesty to Civil War fighters. It didn't say for the rest of time we're giving amnesty to anybody who launches an insurrection against the United States. This is a great decision. Even though it's a conservative court, absolutely the right decision. So now it goes back to the district court. And even though Madison Cawthorn lost, you know, he's young, he could run again. And they just have to decide, is what he did, participating in an insurrection, end quote. And my guess is that his lawyers will say, he shot his mouth off. He talked about it. He ginned it on, but he wasn't there. Remember the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur and the horns, the weird guy with the war paint and all that? I mean, Madison Cawthorn wasn't in the Capitol shouting, "Hang Mike Pence, breaking in, breaking glass." Yeah, he said that he was in support of it, but you know, that's an interface between, as a congressman, his ability to advocate things without participating in it. It's a close case. It's a close case. You know, you're not going to say that a guy that said Trump was robbed in the election can't run for office again, because that clearly is subject to debate. I don't think there's any factual basis for Trump saying it. For instance, he lost by 7 million votes and he lost by 30 electoral votes. But you're not going to bar someone from running for office again for just saying things like that. But what if he says, I'm glad these guys, what if it was a little clearer? I'm glad these guys went in. I wish they'd killed Pence and killed Nancy Pelosi, burned down the Capitol, and just took it over. You know, at some point I'd say that guy can't run again. That guy can't run again. And if Madison Cawthorn went in there himself with these people, he went down the hall, is breaking windows and shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," I'd say he can't run again. And so would the Fourth Circuit. So the district court, the trial court, has to decide what was the level of his conduct. And this is a warning to these clowns in the Republican Party. They shoot their mouth off. They shoot their mouth off. They're spineless. Kevin McCarthy, just yesterday, you know what he did in Wyoming? Liz Cheney's running for re-election. She used to be number three. She stood up against the insurrection. She stood up against all this stuff. She's being opposed by a woman, that Trump recruited. McCarthy just endorsed the Trump opponent of Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, who is his number three. Spineless individual. But this Fourth Circuit opinion is a message to him. Look, Jack, you may be spineless and you may shoot your mouth off, but be very, very careful, because if you participate in an insurrection in the future, or if you shoot your mouth off, depending on when you say to support it, you may not run again. That's a huge decision. Nobody had interpreted the 1872 amnesty law in the past. They haven't had to. It's a weird thing. What do you mean 1872? The only weirder thing is the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law, which everybody says, oh, that's going to be somehow applied now. That's somehow going to be applied now. The statutes from the 19th century have to be reviewed, but the Fourth Circuit did it perfectly. They did it perfectly. So stand by if you are in the Republican Party and have insurrectionist tendencies, which some of them do have, very bad people, insurrectionist tendencies, then you know something? You are playing with fire, Jack. So knock it off. Knock it off, and good for you. Good for you, Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Good for you. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got to change subjects here because I'm getting frosted by some of this. One piece of good news out of Ukraine, a Russian Air Force Major General, Vanaman Bodachev, was killed. The Ukrainians blasted him out of the air. He thought he was a stud. You know, he's a major general, thought he'd, quote, fly in combat, end quote. Well, he's flying to his great reward, because he is toast. He's the 13th Russian general killed. Their military is pathetic, pathetic. But unfortunately, they have a lot of it. They're bombing people in Ukraine, defenseless civilians, animals, savages is what they are. Fortunately, one of their generals, another one, the 13th, just got killed. We're going to a break. Listen, don't hang up. The lines are live. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.